Good morning.
Hey,
Why are
it's
you
good, isn't
wearing
it?
a bathrobe?
This?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't need to know why I'm wearing this robe.
Okay.
You don't need to know
Okay.
why
Well, I
I'm
was just
wearing this
asking. I mean,
robe.
I'm just wearing a pair of jeans and a
No, no, no,
t-shirt. I
no,
can't
no,
believe you
no,
drove here in a
no,
bathrobe.
no,
It's
you're
weird.
supposed to say, but you're supposed to say, I don't know why, I don't need to know why I'm
I
wearing this.
don't need to know why. What? Okay. I don't need to know
Don't
why.
you know how
What?
this works? You don't
No, I
need, you
clearly.
don't know, you don't need to know
Why?
why
Okay,
I'm
look.
wearing a
Why?
robe.
And also, why are
Because
you? Why are
it's
you?
May the 4th.
Why are
It's
you
May the
also? Why else?
4th.
Why are you carrying an empty wallpaper tube as well?
It's not a lightsaber. It's May the 4th, isn't it? May the 4th. You know May the
Right.
4th?
Yeah.
May the 4th be with you.
All right. May the fourth be with you too. What the hell are you talking about?
Star Wars Day, isn't it? Because of May the 4th. May the
Oh.
4th, isn't it?
Yeah. Why? Wow. You're married?
Yes,
Wow.
to someone who quite likes May the 4th. Because of the May the 4th be with you. This is like, I thought you'd be like more into this, you know. You
Yeah.
like your sci-fi. Like, you know,
Okay.
there's
All
like
right.
a lot of Star Wars
Fine,
around,
fine.
right?
Okay, right. Okay, fine. Right. If it's going to shut you up, then, live long and prosper. Can we move on now?
Okay. Welcome to a not very special Star Wars Day episode of the Fantasy Film League podcast.
Okay. Right. So are we done with the Star Wars?
Yes,
Okay,
I
we've got
think.
loads of we got loads of stat stuff to
Yeah,
cover. I
I
mean,
think it's fair to say we're having a difficult morning of it on
we
this
are
podcast
having a bad
recording.
morning. Now, last time we had to move to the emergency fallout shelter because everything went a bit wrong. Today we are suffering with a genuine broadband outage, which I think has covered most towns around us. So
Yes.
we've gone low tech. So I'm going to have to fix a lot of this in post, and because normally we can do this, we do this live, and normally I can push
We
buttons.
have the full power of the internet
The
at our
only
disposal.
button that works is the one button I'm not allowed to touch, which is the sound file about Avatar, which I put on for the patrons, which we don't need, but it contained bad language, and but it's still very funny, and I use it normally to test. That's the only one that's working. So I'm going to try later on and see it, but I've got a couple of things. I can give you a little bit of, I can, we can go a little bit retro future, and I can give you a bit of this. But I can't, and I don't think the stings are working. Oh no, they are! All right, okay, I've
Oh,
got one,
right.
we got one sting, right, and now
Okay,
we, hang on,
I
let's see if
hope
I
you
can,
like it because we're going to use it a
right,
lot.
we don't, all I have is the full, though, last week I was having difficulty last time as well, and all I had was the full 1 minute long version of the dubstep mix, which is way too long, all right? But that's the only one I've got. So how about we do it live?
Yes. And I think, given that I think I can improve our morning, given that we're going analog, I've brought something very analog to the studio.
Oh,
This is a follow-up on some previous biscuit
on.
action. We
Just we
have we're
got
going to do
biscuits.
a live unboxing of these biscuits, which are the outrageously chocolatey milk chocolate coated bourbon creams.
Wow. Right, I'm genuinely excited about that. Okay, right, we need to do the dubstep thing. Okay.
Yep.
I reckon we can beatbox this. Do. This is the news.
There we go. Perfect.
Yeah, no one's gonna notice that. Right. Stats. Right, we
Yes,
got a
all
couple
the
of things. First
stats.
of all, a game's finished and a new game has begun.
Yes, so the
That didn't
awards, the.
sound a bit dramatic. A new game has begun.
Indeed.
Sorry.
That's totally thrown me. Right, the awards season has finished, which ran for
3 months from February to the end of April.
Yes, that's right. I was about to say December too, but that's not right. So February, March,
we get confused
April,
by this,
and we're about to
we
kick off.
We get confused by this because the months don't align to the normal months because we have because you always, if you play the game, you get cut off at the end of December. This game specifically runs over December and January to let you get that post-Christmas bump.
Yep.
So all the seasons are out. So the award season's called the award season because that's typically when the Oscars drops.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're into the blockbuster
May,
season,
June, July.
Which is May, June, July, which is when all the really big films come out. Now
and that actually lines up quite nicely.
Yeah, it
with
does.
An actual blockbuster season.
It does. And if
that's definitely the reason
the blockbuster season is the one to play. If you want to have a go at a quick 3-monther, the blockbuster season is the one to go because simply because you'll have loads of films to choose from and you'll have some big films to choose from.
Yeah.
So that's where you should go. But let's talk about the
awards season.
The awards season. Oh, hang on. I could possibly. I might have a button here. Okay, all right, that works. Excellent. I think this is slowly coming back. I think I'm rebooting most of my background systems. Right, let's go.
Okay, so we should just give the results, I think, for the award season. So this is 3 months from February, March, April, he says, shutting his eyes and concentrating very hard.
Yes.
Right, from 10 to 1. At 10, we have I Am Jax, also known as DSH on the Discord chat,
yes.
Who is absolutely smashing it in the framed daily quiz, consistently getting like it on first frame for about 4 out of the last 5 days. So double well done, you're in the top 10 and smashing it over in our quizzes channel.
Well played.
At 9, we've got Soulless.
Well done,
Soulless. Then at 8, we have Doge Cena, who I think we remember turning up recently and we were basically wondering how on earth to pronounce that name.
Yes.
We think it's Doge, like the coin, and
Doge,
Cena, like
as in John.
The John.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
At
well
7,
done, Doge Cena.
Yeah, at 7, we have Mr. V, another Discord chatter.
Yeah.
Then a new one for me. Mantha123, not seen
Mantha
them before.
Mantha123, well done.
Yeah, coming in at 6.
That's not bad, actually. That's a good shout.
Yes. At 5, we have the Professor, the one and only Professor Procrastination.
Whey!
Easy for me to say.
Yep.
At 4, we've got Movie Magic Studios, who has been around for the last couple of mini seasons and really doing quite well, quite close, and beating Prof usually. A likes new, to be at number 4 and
say,
probably going to be a little bit annoyed.
Has a new player entered the game?
I think they have. Now,
yeah, I've seen Movie Magic Studios a few times just kind of going around and I get the sense of someone is just going, I'm beginning to understand how this game can be played.
Yeah, so we need to keep an eye on them in the next
okay,
season.
Cool, well played.
At 3, Metarian.
Yay!
At 2, and now we're down to the last two.
Because it's always...
It's the heavyweights, the big punches.
It's the big guys.
Is it going to be Paps a Million? Is it going to be DM Biggins? At number 2, it is DM Biggins.
Ooh.
And then with a clear 10 million Fufflebuck lead,
which isn't a huge gap.
With 380 million Fufflebucks to DM Biggins 370, we have Paps a Million.
Well done.
Well done. Another glorious victory for
Fair
Paps.
Play. Well done. And I think a 10 million gap between first and second place, it sounds quite big, but it's actually not. It's probably one or two cast choices.
Yes.
That's very close. It's not the closest it's been before. It has come down to like...
It's been less than that over a full year.
Yeah, over a full year it's been less than that.
Which
but that's
crazy.
Is not bad. So yeah, so if you haven't played the mini games, definitely this is the one to play. I'm off to see the Fall Guy because it's a public holiday here. I'm off to see the Fall Guy on Monday,
yes.
But I haven't got time to do it the rest of the time.
Yes, Mrs. Smith is very up for that film.
Is keen. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Ryan Gosling. You can't go wrong with that. Ryan Gosling. He looks like quite a good giggle
and funny
and quite funny. Right, this is going to be a quick one, but we need to move on to talk about the one and done and who you should have picked and if you can go back in time. If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, the usual, you know, share songs.
Yep. See, Stings, you don't know what you're missing till you can't have.
I know. I love the Sting. I love that one. That's Sting 1. I like Sting 1.
Mm.
And I've changed it as well because I revamped them a little while ago. I really want to see the intro button. Now you know what? I'm not going to push that button.
You're going to try it.
I want Lord of the Rings. Oh, Lord of the Rings button works.
He's back.
Right,
he's
that's
back.
Come back. Right, that wasn't working earlier, so I'm definitely
feeling more confident.
I'm definitely recombobulating the main thing. Right. So it's the midpoint of the year, more or less, and
yep.
This is normally where we check in with the one and done. So, for those of you who don't know, there's three games to play. You've got the one and done, where you lock in your cast on January 1st, and then you can't make any changes, and you've got to run the entire year. That is the original vanilla game from the 90s. That's what we first set it up with. You couldn't make any changes, and that is the simplest way to play. But you've got to basically,
because it was basically run on abacuses.
I actually remember I ran this on a giant Excel spreadsheet is the first game.
Yeah.
And we had about 35 players on the first game, and then it snowballed. But that's the first game. Then you can play the studio game, which is basically you can have three films running. You can drop your cast, you can buy new cast, and the whole point is to make as much money as possible
by reinvesting. DM Biggins reminded us on chat this week that for the first couple of years he didn't realise you could reinvest,
yes.
which is hilarious given how dominant a player he is now.
But you know, look how far he's come.
Indeed.
And then you've both got the studio game. So it's usually at this midpoint where we like to look at cast, the people that you could have bought and what they've made for you so far. So I'm going to go through a few names in no real particular order, but there are going to be a couple of very clear, obvious people that you should have picked. So I'm going to start at the basically the 20s on this, and I'm going to talk about Austin Butler, Rebecca Ferguson, Stellan Skarsgård, Josh Brolin, and Javier Bardem. They've all earned you 17.5 million Fufflebucks.
Mm. Now, I'm assuming with that, Carl, that must be a June.
That is,
two,
all of those are June 2. So they would all have taken you in the 17 mil, which shows, and they're all going to be supporting cast for June, which means they wouldn't be scoring full power.
And they're sort of priced around the sort of Javier
Bardem is the bargain there. He's only three mil. So if you picked Javier Bardem, he would have made you 14.5 million profit.
He was awesome in that.
And that film's still going.
Mm.
So, I mean, film,
they're not done yet.
We're in May. That film was released in December, and it is still in the top 10 of both the UK and the US.
Crazy.
That film. Now, I guess jumping to the end of this conversation, I think it's very clear who's going to be at the very top end of this list.
Yeah.
Well, let's just play the game, shall we?
Yeah.
So next, then you've got Matthew Vaughn, Sam Rockwell, and Bryce Dallas Howard. They've all made you 18 million Fufflebucks, and that would have been for Argyle.
Yeah.
Which I went and saw, and I quite liked Argyle. It was a bit silly, but it was kind of soap opera meets spy.
I didn't feel it made that big an impact. I'm surprised they've done that well.
Yeah,
but I guess it's sort of hung around long enough.
First of all, they would have all been starring for that film. They wouldn't have been supporting, so they would have doubled their money. So if you look at the 17 you would have made for June supporting cast, you would have made 18 by going all in on the main cast of Argyle. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a question of the film would have come in, would have hung around the top 10 for a couple of weeks, and then would have just tailed off. That film is now on streaming services already. It's already on Apple TV, so it's gone, whereas June's still kicking around. But of those three, Sam Rockwell is an absolute bargain at 5 mil.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's like 13 million clear. So he's 2.5 times.
Yeah.
2.5 times what he cost. That is.
So if you're playing the one and done and you picked Sam Rockwell and Javier Bardem, so far, they are your best choices. And then next, and these are all coming in like thick and fast here, but your next one is Adam Wingard, Brian Tyree Henry, and Rebecca Hall, who've all pulled in almost 20 million.
Mm.
You know what film that was for?
Mm. No.
Godzilla versus Kong, or Kong versus Godzilla. The big animal beats other big animal, but then joins forces to beat even bigger animal. That
I'm
film.
Surprised.
So Rebecca Hall was in that. She's 4 mil, and she would have earned you 20 mil. So she's absolutely just killing it at that point. The next ones are Artero Perez Jr., Samantha Jane, Renee Rapp, and Anguri Rice. They would have cost you between 6 and 7 million, and they all would have brought you in about 21 million. And I have absolutely no idea what that film is.
They said together.
But I was let talking me do, quietly.
Let me fire up.
Hopefully that you could find that. Let me open up. Always
a,
just
let me open a DM with Legion and see if I can.
Yeah, go on.
See if I can sort this out. So Renee.
Yeah.
Okay. Tappity tappity tap.
It's okay. We'll fix this bit in post. We'll look like we know what we're talking about.
I wonder. New.
Mean Girls.
Oh, that makes kind of sense. Another one that passed me by.
Completely passed me by. Yep. Mean Girls.
That not the original Mean Girls. No, this is the rebooted Mean Girls.
Have you seen, there's a video on the socials where people are in the cinema watching it and they're watching Mean Girls and it suddenly just turns to a musical because Mean Girls is a musical and you can hear an audible from the audience. Like you can literally hear everyone go, oh,
I know at least one person at work who was like super into the original Mean Girls and said that they were a bit deflated.
A bit defeated. However, that film pulled in 21 mil.
Yeah, well, if I'm just looking at the charts there for them, and it was in the US, it was number one and number two. And then number six. So it had three very solid weeks.
Yeah.
And then it kind of had about 6 weeks total, 5 or 6 weeks total.
Yeah.
So that's in some respect, that's kind of, you know, we say 4 weeks of winning. So it's sort of, it maybe tailed off. Actually, that's quite interesting. It dropped quite quickly. So it was like 1-1 and then
boom.
So what happened was, is like there was a hardcore fan base. Everyone saw it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And then
it fell.
It did not.
Yeah.
It had no good word of mouth.
Yeah. However, still.
But still
6 mil.
And this is why we say 4 weeks of winning. Like if it's ran in the charts for that long, you're definitely succeeding because you're having some of the highest earning people.
Yeah.
Right.
So your next. So these are all coming in groups, which is interesting to see because I mean, obviously, we're only 5 months into the season. So this. Your next is Gil Keenan, Carrie Coon, and Paul Rudd. And Carrie Coon would have cost you 5. Gil would have cost you 8, and Paul would have cost you 11, and that was Ghostbusters.
I was thinking, what is Paul Rudd in?
Paul Rudd would have been actually quite good. He's cost 11, so Paul Rudd's pretty expensive because he's still writing his Ant-Man thing, which was bad.
Yeah.
But it would have pulled you 21 million.
So he's still doubling.
He's still doubled your money. Yeah, you would have doubled your money with Paul Rudd just on Ghostbusters alone.
Yeah.
But the buy there would have been Carrie Coon.
5 million to 21. So more than four times.
Yeah. That's good.
That is a sweet markup.
So your next one is Glenn Powell and Will Gluck, and they were in the comedy thing in Much Ado About Nothing with Sydney Sweeney. I've forgotten the name of it. I watched it
Anyone But
back.
You?
Anyone But You, which I watched a few weeks back, actually.
Uh-huh.
And it is stupid, and I also worked out about a few minutes in, I worked out it's Much Ado About Nothing. It's Much Ado About Nothing with a lot more swearing and Australians, which I don't believe is true to the original Shakespearean text.
Another one
it's actually
like...
not a bad film, but it made me want to watch the old Much Ado About Nothing with Kenneth Branagh because it's better.
Mm-hmm.
But trying to get Little B to watch that. Don't let Little B's not. That's not suitable for Little B. Anyone But You. But there was also a little controversy on that because I hadn't seen that and I put Sydney Sweeney in as supporting cast. And she should have been top billing. And people got a bit angry about that. However, we are not done with Sydney. Glenn Powell's doing quite well. He was the guy who wasn't Goose's son in Maverick Top Gun.
Yeah.
But apparently they're remaking The Running Man.
Oh.
With him in it.
Okay. In the Arnie role?
In the Arnie role.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Because I like The Running Man is a deliciously stupid film.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And it pretty much preempts
And it, I think it's sort of been, it's been revisited a little bit with things like Guns Akimbo recently.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's a good show.
So I think, yes, I hope they keep it as out there as the original. It has to be a bit, kind of in the same way that Guns Akimbo was out there. But yeah. I think they need to, but it needs to go even further.
It needs to be absolutely wacky.
It should be an extreme film.
Yes. Right, next up, on his own, just floating around doing his thing, is Dan Stevens.
Yeah, now why?
I like Dan Stevens. Oh, I really cool. like. I think Dan Stevens is great.
Yeah, and sometimes
there's a phenomenal clip of him on British TV, and they were asking. It was his breakthrough role. He was the Lodger. He was doing an American accent. He was in a thriller called The Lodger, and then one of the presenters on this very vanilla morning TV program said the competition for this must have been really great because it's your first Hollywood role and you have to do an American accent. How many men did you have to beat off to get this role? Right. Now, at that point, Dan Stevens does what you did and just starts to go, but obviously can't laugh because it is Tuesday morning at 10:30 in Britain and you can't do that joke. So he starts to laugh, at which point she goes, "Why are you laughing?" And he just goes, and starts to... So at that point I went, "I'm all in on Dan Stevens. That man's a legend." And then he turned up as an extremely definitely not gay Russian guy in the Eurovision film with Will Ferrell, which isn't a very good film,
no.
But he does the best in that.
Well, what's interesting he's in Godzilla and Kong. Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
Yeah, and then he's in a new film this week called Abigail.
Yes.
Which isn't my thing, but I am interested.
It is Mrs. Smith's thing.
So it's a gang of mercenaries who kidnap a crime lord's child and they keep her in a house for 24 hours in order to get his cooperation.
So far, but, so taken.
But, spoiler alert, the child is a child, but also, for some reason, a vampire. And then they're trapped inside the house, and then she consists.
So this is sort of like all down. It's like Taken meets. Is it Let Me In? No, what was the original called?
Let the Right One In.
Let the Right One In. Yes,
basically, it's absolutely bananas, and I just went, yeah, okay, not my thing, but I can understand. So I think that's going to do quite well. On
Mrs. Smith is basically trying to find anyone who will go to the cinema to watch it with her because it's right up her street.
So you're not going
to
go.
I think we're more likely to go and see The Fall Guy. I think that's probably, that's more interesting to me.
Right. I agree. But I still think there's a certain group that will go, and I think that'll do very well on there.
Well, it came in at number 2.
Yeah. It's because there's not much else on at the moment.
In the US and number 5 in the UK. Yeah. So, not shabby for what is basically a B-movie.
So we're at the pointy end of this. It gets weird now, okay?
Yep.
So at number 8, we've got Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
And she would be in there for Anyone But You, Don't At Me, and Madame Web, as discussed, which was an amazingly barmy film.
Yeah. Where's everyone else from Madame Web on this list?
Let me just look on this list. Oh, they appear to be in hell.
Yeah.
So, but she's done quite well. She's
redeemed herself.
So Sydney Sweeney would have cost you $7 million, and she would have pulled in nearly $26 million.
Because she has been in a bunch of stuff, right? It's not just this.
I think she could be.
There was that horror movie, wasn't there, that she was in? I just need to work out how to spell
Immaculate.
Sydney. That's it.
Yeah. So she's been in a few. So she's very busy at the moment. I think.
And Anyone But You.
Yeah, yeah. She was.
Which is what you mentioned. Yeah. So I am definitely listening
you're
to what you're saying.
You're definitely not listening. You're just too busy trying to make it look like you know what you're talking about by frantically tapping on your phone. I won't tell people about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So I think she's one to watch. I think though she's had a very busy couple of years.
Let's just go back to Anyone But You. That was in the charts.
For ages.
And it went up. It came in at 5 and went up to 3 in January. So interestingly, it was released at the end of the year. So it actually was out for 1 week before the current year run started. But it was in like 3, 4, 5, 6 for like 8 weeks or something, which is... Yeah, but it explains why she's there, unlike something like Madame Web, it was like 3 weeks before that was out of the charts, and it didn't even break the top 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bad. That is a bad move.
Immaculate didn't do a huge amount. That was only around for like 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, you see.
So this is really off of
anyone but you.
Anyone but you.
But this is the thing. This is what we say: 4 weeks of winning. If you don't think that film that you're backing is going to have the legs, if it's not in the charts for about 4 weeks, you're probably not going to make your money back.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not. I mean, unless of course the film comes storming in at number one, you've only spent $2 million on the person and you're going to be fine. But just as a general rule, you've got to be a bit careful. Right, let's go into the next bit. You've got Kingsley Ben-Adir, who is he's really good. He was he played Bob Marley in the Bob Marley biopic. Yep.
Biopic.
$5 million he would have cost you, and he would have brought you in nearly 29. So I think he's been in something else as well.
Phenomenon.
He would have been in something else, because there's no way that's just Bob Marley money.
Okay, looking up, that is just Bob Marley
money. Is that just Bob Marley money?
Number one for 3 weeks.
Oh, I stand corrected, fair play.
3 weeks. And wow. And that was in the charts
for... That's just Bob Marley money.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks Damn. Before it is out. So yeah.
Right, so that's
surely just, wow. That's what one good film can get you.
Yeah, fair play. So that's a great buy.
Yep.
If you'd bought him. The next person is Olivia Colman.
Yep.
Olivia Colman, everyone's favourite mum.
Indeed.
Everyone's aunt. Everyone goes, I love Olivia Colman. She passes what I like to call the pint test.
Yep.
Which means you can sit down in the pub and have a pint with Olivia Colman, and I think she'd be an absolute scream.
Yep.
She'd be hilarious.
Now, she is in
Wicked Little Letters.
Things. Well,
she pops up in a
lot. You say that. Yes, you're right, because I just need to scroll through. I was thinking she was
in something else. Wicked Little Letters has been hanging around for ages.
And Wonka.
Of course, Wonka. She was Mrs. Scrub,
which came out in December
and is probably
and ran through till early April.
Damn,
5 months.
So Olivia Colman would have cost you $9 million, which is quite high, but she would have brought in.
And this will give you another clue to who's at the top.
She would have brought in $30 million.
That's solid.
That is a very.
I mean,
solid.
as a percentage, as a multiplier, I'm doing the math. That's still only like
three times the money.
Three and a bit. So not as good as Kingsley, but.
No.
But you're $2 million ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you bought Javier Bardem, Sam Rockwell, Kingsley, Ben Adir, Olivia Colman.
That's a cheap cast.
That's a cheap cast. And that would have made you. You'd be nudging the top of $100 million by now.
Yep.
Right. So we're back into it. Paul King at $9 million pulled in $33 million. Paul King is the director of Wonka.
Ah.
Which is impressive.
Yeah.
And then the top three. This is not going to come as a surprise. Number three is Zendaya.
Mm-hmm.
So that is just Dune 2 money.
Yep.
She would have cost you $9 million.
Now she's got the challenges coming out.
Yeah,
so if you've got her for one and done, you've got potential of
a
double.
Yeah, she's going to have a double header. That's the tennis thing, isn't it? That looks interesting, but also, So yeah.
I hear she it's quite good.
But... She would have brought you in. $35 million off a $9 million investment.
Nice.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Number two is Denis Villeneuve, the director of Dune 2. He would have cost you $10 million and pulled in just under $35 million.
So between the two, Zendaya is the better
choice. Zendaya would have been the better choice there. But also, as you quite rightly say, she's got another film coming out because so you'll get a back end run on that as well because of that tennis film. And number one is absolutely no surprise considering he was starring in Wonka and starred in Dune, but it's Timothy Chalamet. He would have cost you $10 million and he's pulled in $68 million.
What? Fufflepuffs. That's double the next nearest person.
That is double the next nearest.
68. Yeah. So that is a 6.8 times multiplier.
Yeah, that's very good. Well done on the maths there.
I can do
congratulations.
Multiples of 10.
Yes,
wow.
whereas Villeneuve's only a 3.5.
So that's not only has he made the most, he's also multiplied the most over anyone here.
Yeah.
That is just
so Timothy Chalamet has
phenomenal.
Absolutely nailed it with Wonka and Dune. And they both came out in at roughly the same time.
And then
they
never
both
left.
Ran. And one of them is still running. Dune
that
is
absolutely
still going.
So like every single week of the game
every
so far.
Every single week Timothy Chalamet has been absolutely coining
now,
it in.
Last year I was super annoyed that he that Dune 2 got bumped, because yes. I put him in my one and
yes,
done.
So did I.
But you, if you got him this year...
This year, you're getting paid this year.
Oh my
yeah,
goodness.
I think...
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. Absolutely. Ding, ding, ding. Bye.
But this is the other thing, is if you had... If you bought him... If you're playing the season game, or you're playing the full game, and you had Timothée Chalamet at the beginning of January... You'd still have him in your cast potentially, because he's still making the money. You don't want to trash the film. If you maxed out on the cast of Dune, you'd still be pulling money in on that. It's probably going to. I mean, I haven't done the scores this week. I'll do them tomorrow. But you're going to be earning money off that tomorrow.
Absolutely insane. So Wonka came out in the week of the eighth of December.
Yeah, just before Christmas.
And he's been. Like, so there's no way you could actually cash in all of this, because we don't run it.
No,
that
you would have missed. You would have
missed. But if you had him for the award season, right? 13 weeks, every week.
Every week, just ka-ching, ka-ching.
So let's think. So that was like number one, number two, and he's like 1-1, 1-1, 2-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 4 in the US, 7 in the UK.
And then...
And then June comes out in March, is back to 1.
Fire up the Zimmer horn.
Wonka's still at 8.
Yeah.
He's making money
on the front and the back of the top 10.
Absolutely outrageous.
That's absolutely crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. So when did Wonka left? Wonka was still there in mid-March before it finished.
Fair play.
I've never seen the like of it.
No, that
absolutely
is. The only thing that comes close to that kind of legs was Beauty and the Beast, which didn't go away.
Yeah.
And Top Gun, Maverick.
In recent history, if we go much further back, the one that always sticks out to me was Rose Byrne and Bridesmaids, because she had stellar run with that.
That film, absolutely.
But Timothy Chalamet is like, hold my beers.
Hold both of these beers. I'm going to go and try and hook that worm while singing.
Indeed.
Come with me. fire up the Zimmer horn. Let's do this.
Amazing. Mm. Right.
So, yeah.
I think he'll still be there at the end of the year. I mean, it's a bit... I think there's no spoilers.
You think...
He'll still be at the top.
Okay, realistically...
No, I
don't think you can catch up on Chalamet for the end of the year. Realistically, though, how long has June got left in the box office?
Where is it now? Hang on, I just had it up.
Because I think it was like four or five.
I think it's about to go. I think
after
he probably won't...
Months.
I don't think he'll break 70
When did June break? March?
March 1st, I think, the week of the 1st of March.
Right, because we went to see it.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. And now we're at the beginning of May.
So it's two months.
So eight weeks.
A consistent 8 weeks of running.
Yeah.
And then before that, he had the whole Wonka run.
So on the week of the 19th of April, it was at 7 and 8. Having been at 5 and 6 the preceding week. So it'd basically been in the top half of the box office for 6 weeks.
Yeah. Is he got more films coming out this year?
I don't know. It doesn't look like it from what Legion's telling me, but
he's playing Bob Dylan in the Bob Dylan thing.
Right.
And the thing is whenever you do that, you in your brain you have to do the Bob Dylan voice, and I'm really trying not to do that.
Yep.
Because we're all going, don't do it.
I'm not doing it.
They have announced unpopular opinion, what I don't think they should do a third June film, but they are going to be doing a third June film.
That's going to be two years away, at least.
So I don't think we might see that Bob Dylan film break at the end of the year, but I doubt it. Mm. So I think they're both going to be 2025.
So IMDb is saying it's in production. I don't think that's coming anytime soon. I mean, to be honest, the guy needs a holiday because he's probably been doing he's had like all the promotional touring to do. Fair play.
Yeah, no, fair play to him. But yeah, there we go. Right. Stick. Oh, I hope this button works.
Yeah. How is it we've got to the end of this podcast? Yeah. We haven't opened the biscuits.
Right, open the biscuits.
What's going on? Right. This is a proper unboxing.
It's because we got too distracted by looking at this thing. Now, do you want me to put this up on the website? Do you want me to pull this data out and actually put this thing up so people can see what
yep.
I'm Yeah, what I'll do is I'll post this up. I'll post
oh
this
my
up.
God, I've just seen these
biscuits. I'll post this up, jeez. I'll post this up on the, I'll put this somewhere on Discord. Discord. Yeah, I'll try to work out where to put it on. I'll put it somewhere on Discord.
Maybe so we need a new stats channel for like the most statty stat of stat people.
Most stat. Right, okay, right. We need to make a move, but we're not going to.
These biscuits are outrageous. So they're not.
That's a brick, you know what's weird mate? Is? That's huge.
These are supposedly bourbon. This is not bourbon shape. I'm actually disappointed. It should be long and thin. This looks like it's going to be a custard cream, but it's not.
Holy crap.
Outrageously chocolatey? I think so.
I mean,
triple choc.
Bloody hell. Man. That is a serious biscuit. This is, by the way, the weirdest podcast we've ever done. It's just us shouting imaginary numbers, talking about Timothy Chalamet and eating chocolate biscuits. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. It's been a weird day.
It has. But we made it. We made it.
It's also quite possible now that my neighbour started his gardening up, and you may hear that in the background. That's definitely our cue to go, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yep. So, we'll be back.
Okay.
We will be back in some week's time.
2 weeks, yeah. 2 weeks. As usual, some
weeks. Back in 2 weeks, back in some week's time. And I think probably in some week's time, we need to review the back end of 2024 and look at some of the films that are coming out August, September, October.
Yep.
And look at, you know, what's kind of, what's the back, because obviously we'll get through the blockbuster season. We've got a few big films that are coming out. Two big films are coming out are Fall Guy, which dropped yesterday, and then If,
which
is Ryan Reynolds,
which
Imaginary
we discussed
Friend,
as the other Ryan
we
Reynolds
think
film.
That's going to be huge.
And that's coming out in front of
that's
Deadpool.
Coming out in front of Deadpool. So I think it's quite possible that you could, because If, I think If has got some significant legs. And Deadpool 3, love it or hate it, we're all going to go and see Deadpool 3, right? Because we're all going to have to go and see Deadpool 3. And even though
it's in the contract,
even though it's a Marvel film and Marvel's going to bit off the boil,
to say the least,
we're going to have to go and see Deadpool 3. So it's quite possible that you could have Ryan Reynolds sitting in two very high positions in the top 10.
Yep.
He is my.
So is it any chance he's going to do it? Is he actually? He's our last. He is our last best hope to beat Timothy Chalamet.
I think if you play your cards right with Ryan, I think he might be able to beat Timothy Chalamet. But currently, he costs more. I think he's about 13 or 14 million fuffle bucks. But I think he could potentially pull in a fortune. Right. That's it. We need to make a move because you've got to go and do some stuff. I've got to go and do some stuff. I've got to repair the entire system. And I need to remind my neighbor that it's very early in the morning. You shouldn't be out here. Cutting his bloody lawn this early.
Oh my God, I didn't put Timmy Chalamet into my blinking fantasy film this year.
Mop it.